places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
I met up with my mom, and my mom had just been to the store to get something rather interesting, Steve Miggs.
Okay, I want to see if... I think it's one of two things.
Okay.
And with all due respect to your mom, of course.
Oh, no.
She either went to a place where you can kind of get the munchies.
Yeah.
Or she went to a place where she can get the humpties.
Oh, my gosh.
Like lovers. You gave us the audio and it said it's...
Mom, what's in your bag? It's a secret.
Like, it's not going to be it's not going to be eggs. Although it could be. They're so expensive, she doesn't want anyone to know. What do you think it is?
Yeah, I'm going lingerie.
Lingerie.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Yes.
You
went to Victoria's Secret. I get it.
Oh. I was thinking more lovers, but yeah.
Wow. I know you were, and that's with Victoria's Secret. Classy. Rosalie's classy, Steve.
You're absolutely right. Well, you're right.
I will say one of the guesses is correct.
Oh!
All right, let's find out.
Mom, what's in your bag? It's a secret. Where did you go all by yourself today?
To a green store.
A green store?
Where you get greenery.
All right, I'm guessing it's not green lingerie.
Or the plant store at Lowe's. No.
She got the wacky tabacky? The devil's lettuce?
Yes.
Oh, like a green smoothie with vegetables.
They do have that.
Oh, what'd you get at the green store?
I got something from Pioneer Square.
Oh.
And I got something to put me in the couch.
In the couch?
In the couch.
Yes, she loves using that.
Oh, I have so many questions now. All right, let's hear more.
And then you got another bag. Where did the other bag come from?
What bag?
The one that smells
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
KFC, baby.
And so we went to the green store and then the Kentucky Fried Chicken store?
No, I think it was the other way.
I mean, those two things go great together.
Right? I like that she was planning for her future. She's like, I'm going to get this KFC, then I'm going to go to the green store, and then I'm going to go see Taryn.
I'm going to get stoned, hang out with my daughter, and eat some delicious fried chicken.
There's nothing wrong with quality food.
There is nothing wrong with
it. I had a craving for a biscuit.
Oh, those biscuits are
so good.
And the mashed potatoes.
Oh, my gosh. It's stellar.
I want to get stoned with Rosalie and go to KFC.
Herbs and spices, baby.
Is the green store going to help enhance that craving?
Yeah, and make me fat.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten stoned with your mom?
I'm the person that got her stoned for her very first time.
You drug pusher.
This was like 12 or 13 years ago. And she smoked a little wacky tobacco with me and my girlfriend. And I'm like, I don't even know who this woman is.
Was it awesome?
It was so much fun. She had a blast. She was goofy. But she's like me. She likes a nighttime edible, you know?
Because I have two rules. There's two situations where I told my wife that I know I don't smoke weed anymore. My wife wouldn't be happy if I did start smoking weed again. But also, I don't have no interest. But I was like, I will smoke weed again if, A, I'm in a room with Snoop Dogg and he offers me an opportunity to smoke weed with him. I'm not turning that down. And B, if my mom ever decides she wants to smoke some pot, I'm getting so baked with my mom. Because I think that would be the funniest thing. I've gotten, like, had a couple drinks with my mom. My mom gets loose and it's fun. But
oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It's so funny when they just turn into these different parents than the parents that raised you.
Yes.
I'm like, you were so anti-marijuana back in the day, and now you're going to the green store.
And getting KFC.
And did you see KFC is relocating their headquarters, by the way, to Texas?
So is it going to be TFC?
I don't know, but I feel like this is just like a slam on poor Colonel Sanders and his legacy.
Man dies, and look what they do to him.
The Daily Mix Show.
We had a fantastic chat with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr.
I freaking love Gary.
He might be my new favorite person ever.
Such a good dude.
He ended up sharing a story about Sweet Lou Piniella.
And we're talking to Gary Hill Jr., one of our broadcasters for the Seattle Mariners. And speaking of broadcasters, joining you in the booth was Jay Buhner. I got to imagine you have a Jay Buhner story. And if you do, can you share it with us?
It's the greatest. You know, it's so funny. I'm a Tacoma kid, so I grew up a Mariners fan. And so, you know, it's funny because I do this job. It's my everyday. I get used to it. But there are moments in this thing where I'm like, I am here talking to Jay Buhner, who I watched as a kid, was one of my heroes as a kid. And then I'll go downstairs and I'll have a chat with Edgar Martinez. And it's like, what is going on?
What is my life?
I can't believe this is happening. you know, I'm just chatting with Dan Wilson, like all these guys that I was a huge fan of growing up. And yeah, I'm just interacting with them in my daily life. I love having Jay around. He's super fun. He's super funny. I love hearing the old stories about back in the day as well. He was talking about, man, I had not heard this one, where he was talking about Lou Piniella after a ball game. And, you know, they had the post-game meal for the players on this long table. And Lou, of course, was super mad after a game, you know, which would happen from time to time. And just flips the thing over, right? And the food goes everywhere. And there was like, he caught the rug on fire, right? And so there's this, like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had, they didn't have water anymore. So they throw this milk on the fire, and they chose not to clean it the rest of the year. So everything smelled like burned milk the rest of the season. So great. It's stuff like that. I love it.
That's sweet Lou for you.
Those are the best.
I've heard of Lou Piniella meltdowns. I didn't know he set fire to carpets.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Isn't that great?
There is something about the visual of a Mariners clubhouse where there's a little bit of a fire and people are like, we need to put this fire out quick, grab something, and somebody comes over. I don't know why. I'm picturing like Ken Griffey Jr. with like a jug of milk being like, here, this will do the trick.
I mean, I'm just, in my brain, I'm thinking like that smell must have been so rancid.
Yeah.
I mean, it would probably like soak like into your pores and stuff, into your clothing.
Maybe they had a good year, and they should be doing that now.
Maybe that's the good luck charm.
Well, Sweet Lou was known for that. Like he was known for like these epic meltdowns. And when he was sharing the story, I started picturing there was a time when I first started working in radio. It was it was day one working at the end. So it was my first big break of like getting to work at a big radio station. Worked at some small ones before that. And I was so excited. I show up to work, and there was a guy who I worked with having an epic meltdown. I had yet to meet this guy. And so he's in a little production room, kind of like how like we have like our phone screeners booth, a small box. Mm-hmm. And I swear, it was like a cartoon. You just see all these reels and carts. Like back in the day, before we had everything computerized, they were like these cartridges. And like they were like cassette tapes or 8-tracks. And everything's flying, hitting the walls. I'm like, what the hell? He's having a straight up meltdown. He walks out. Like as if nothing happened, says, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah. Nice to meet you. Shakes my hand, goes back in there, continues to melt down. And that was like his thing. He would be melting down in a room by himself. But whenever he was around any of us coworkers, he was like the most pleasant guy. It was like the funniest thing.
He just needed a little moment to get it out of his system, I guess.
100%.
Often.
Did you ever have somebody who was like a I don't know if you would say that guy was like a Lou Piniella, but like the person who had epic meltdowns at work?
I mean, not really. I had this boss back in the day that he was from upstate New York, and he just had this different kind. He just had a different kind of attitude when it came to like sales and things like that. So
I bet he was from Schenectady.
Oh God. I would take him out on calls with me, and I would have been like working trying to like sell this client for months, and then I'd bring him on a call and he would like blow it for me all the time. And not because he was like having a meltdown, but just because he had this like attitude,
that energy.
And I'm like, dude, you're ruining everything for me. And then he's like, why are you so bad at your job? And I'm like, because you're destroying all of my good hard work, sir.
We need you to take that energy level and knock it down a few notches.
It's just awful.
Now Danny, have you been around any workers that have had epic meltdowns that we don't know?
No, Steve, I have not.
All right, what about ones that we do know?
Hey.
Well, maybe we have some Lou Piniella type stories in our listening audience, Steve Miggs. What was your Lou Piniella moment, maybe personally, or maybe a coworker had a Lou Piniella moment? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Former Mariners manager Lou Piniella had an epic meltdown one time that was so gnarly, he ended up setting fire to the carpet.
He caught the rug on fire. There's this, like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had, they didn't have water anymore, so they throw this milk on the fire.
And they said that the entire locker room or wherever it was smelled like burnt milk for like the rest of the season.
So have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella type of individual, or maybe you had a Lou Piniella moment yourself? Call now and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK.
Got a few great text messages. This one said, I worked at an Outback Steakhouse. It was in the middle of a busy rush on a Saturday. It was always crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Outback. Bloomin' onion, baby. Sorry. My manager got upset about something, picked up a potato off of a plate that was supposed to go out, chucked it across the room. It stuck to the wall. Everybody looked around in silence, and then they just went about on their business like as if
You didn't throw the potato.
I feel like the fact that it stuck on the wall would have made me bust out laughing.
Yes.
That's not what I would have been expecting.
Like, I didn't ask for mashed potatoes, sir. No, probably not a good idea to say that. This one, I think, might be my favorite of all the meltdowns. And it didn't really happen like where it was like a physical meltdown, a verbal meltdown. It was a cyber meltdown.
Oh.
Apparently, this person texted and said, my buddy got passed up on a promotion to an underqualified guy. And he had the best meltdown. He sent a reply all email to 400 plus of our employees. He titled it, I'm out. It included a list of everybody he hated. And then it ended with him saying, F you all except Tim. I'm Tim. And added a meme of SpongeBob walking out of the Krusty Krab.
Oh my gosh.
You know, sometimes I get so annoyed. I think we all do with the reply alls. And like, you're just like, okay, can, we don't need to reply all. All day with this crap,
all
do
day.
We? All freaking day.
It's bad email etiquette.
And it's like, there's no way to opt out. Now, that's a reply all I would like to be a part of.
I will subscribe to that email. 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella having meltdowns all the time? Or what was your Lou Piniella moment? 206-803-ROCK. Dakota from Renton, tell us your story.
I was working at a place in Kent, and the owners were just known to be like, the most angry people. Like, customers knew it all the time, but all the employees knew it especially.
Uh-huh.
And like, I was out stocking shelves, and this my coworker, he was a good buddy of mine, and he was doing something, and then just the owner just came up and just like in front of like a whole crowd of people, like customers, like elderly people and everything, he told this guy, he's like, what are you doing? Can you please pull your head out of your ass? And so he, like, on a consistent basis, he would do this and cuss in front of, like, customers. There's they had a few sons that worked at this place as well, and I was like,
Dakota,
we.
Have you ever been in a place where, like, the boss is obviously reprimanding or, like, laying into the... And I'm always like, this is such a bad look.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm shopping, like, a clothing store and you just hear them kind of, like, talking them down, I'm like, couldn't you go in the back to handle this or just speak to the person like an adult? Like, I don't even want to shop there anymore.
That is what I was going to say. That kind of makes me want to, like, walk out and never come back if that's the vibe.
You should just walk up and say, I'm not buying this pair of jeans because of you, buddy.
You're a stinker.
Okay, well, fucking crazy, right?
206-803-ROCK, what was your Lou Piniella moment, or have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella?
I could kind of slightly relate to this one. I've never gone this level, but I've been very frustrated with our printers here at our radio station.
Oh.
Said my coworker spent 20 minutes trying to fix a jammed copy machine, and it kept saying paper jam, tray 3. And he kept screaming, it's not jammed, and then kicked the machine. HR had to have him take a mandatory anger management course.
That's very Office Space of that person.
And he also made it a point to say tray 3 did have paper in it.
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, in 2025, I barely know how to work a printer or a copy machine anymore.
Well, there are times where you have a paper jam, and it tells you exactly how to remove it, and I do all the stuff. I take it all out. There's no paper in there. Close it all up. Hit the button again. Still says there's a paper jam. I'm like, you're just effing with me, printer.
And then we wait for our HR person to get here, and they fix it for us.
And the next thing you know, I'm taking an anger management course here.
206-803-ROCK. Ted from Quilcene. Have you ever had a Lou Piniella moment?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So I recently went to the shipyard. I had some VA medical issues, and I had my FMLA paperwork. Everything was in a row. And they kept sitting on my paperwork. About 2.5 months in, our superintendent, I had been overheard telling him if he didn't stop messing with my money, I would bounce his head off his desk.
And then what happened?
Oh, I'm no longer in the yard, so you do the math.
But you know what? Not that that's the way to handle. Don't mess with people's money. Like, if you have a company and you're supposed to pay them at a certain time, do it.
Yeah. And be prepared for repercussions if you don't.
I remember having that happen. It was not here. It was a different radio station. I'm like, hey, I haven't been paid yet. And they're like, oh, there's some issues with blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm check to check. Like, I don't make a lot of money here. I have to pay my rent. I would like my money. We don't understand why you're getting so frustrated with us. Because I don't have money.
Well, did you threaten to bounce their head off the desk?
I didn't. I should have pulled a Tim and said, look, I'm going to use your head like a Ted. I'm going to pull a Ted and use your head like a basketball.
The Daily Migs Show.